Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
It's KKFN and KKFN.
It's like using a chain link fence for a mosquito net.
Not even everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it.
And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo. You've been great to me. I appreciate everything that you've done over the last 8-9 months. I want to say I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a second. What? Timeout. Timeout. Stop the music. Stop the music. What? KJ?
Yeah.
What's your update?
Ian Rappaport just tweeted a few minutes ago that he may be back.
Ooh.
Jerry Rosberg may be back with the new regime.
What happened to Field Yates throw him in the trash can?
Well,
Wait a second. What new regime?
That's the problem, because he reports this as if he knows what new regime is coming in.
Hey, good news for Mike and Mark. Your boy's back in the mix. He was out for about 15 minutes.
He was on his way to the airport. They called him. Jer Bear, come on back.
Don't believe Field Yates. We love you.
Don't believe him. Come back.
What the hell is going on?
So this is what happens when you let the muggles run loose. This is what happens.
So Field Yates reports, seriously, about a half hour ago, Rosberg's out, no matter what, gone, no role, see you later. Now Ian Rappaport saying he might be back? What just happened there?
Well, it's weird, man, because he's saying he's going to be back, obviously, in another role, not head coach. But, I mean, he'll be back with a new regime, period.
No, what just happened there? Why did one dude from ESPN... just get, you know, and where's Ian Rappaport? He's NFL Network, right? So the dude from ESPN, that's pretty reputable, said Rosberg's out. And then 15 minutes later, NFL Network's like, no, he could come back.
What? This is what happens.
How in the world?
When you don't feed the rats.
Right. Pro Football Talk at like 10:30 last night is like, it's David Shaw or it's D'Amico Ryans. And then we wait all day. Well, I guess it's not David Shaw. What are we waiting for if it's David Shaw? So it's
Let's be honest. We know nothing. Don't know anything.
Dude, and that's why I wrote my little column at DenverSports.com, a personal letter to Greg Penner. Go get yourself Harbaugh.
Just go get him.
The Zoakley Show, I got to give them full credit.
He's right there.
I got to give them full credit. They were on it. It made me think about it, but I'm all in on it.
It's a power move.
And look at the mess that's around everywhere else. Look what's going on everywhere else. Just, hey, man, people lie in sports all the time. It's okay, Greg. People lie. That's cool. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. People will be, I mean, I don't know, maybe you can't go to Michigan, but so what? It's bad news for you, because that's where your buddy Ted hangs out. So...
he hangs out in Texas, mostly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're good. So I'm not sure what you're banned from, what you're not banned. You can't take an Uber to go see Ted.
No.
But Texas is fine.
Technically not supposed to go to Walmart either.
Right, that's a problem too. Forgot about that one. Not sure you're welcome in all the clubs in downtown Denver.
Oh, I've never been banned from anything.
There you go.
Denver.
Okay. Oh. Cincinnati?
No.
Not iffy.
Well. Murphy's Pub. If it's still there.
Right, exactly. Probably out of business.
They took my ID.
Probably out of business.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's still there.
My point is, go get Harbaugh. Go get him, dude. Go get your guy. You wanted him in the first place. It's a mess right now. Everybody's waiting for... Listen, how about this? How's Sean Payton's life in the past 48 hours? What happened to that dude?
Maybe... All right, so think about this scenario.
Yeah.
The Harbaugh-Penner-Stanford connection there.
Okay.
Maybe they told him, hey, we're going to hire you. But for now, just act like you're going to be at Michigan. All right. That way no other teams come in here and try to take you before we you know, we want to do a little interviewing and kind of play the game here.
Gotcha.
But when it comes time.
Yeah.
When the Super Bowl's done.
And put up the hardball light, the khaki pants light.
We're going to take all the spotlight from the Super Bowl championship team. All of it. The day after the game. And hire you.
Sean.
Make you the highest paid football coach in the history.
Hey, dude. Sean Payton thought he was about to make
$25-26 million
per year for a chunk.
And now nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him.
Because he interviewed terribly, probably.
I think he should double-check his employment status with Fox.
But we don't know that. He probably didn't interview terribly. He just is like, maybe what we think people want most is not, what we think owners want most is their coach. May not be what they want.
He's in Houston. How'd that go? Carolina. I thought that was a slam dunk. Denver. No bueno. Seriously. He's got his buddy, his dinner pal, Colin Cowherd, now advocating for Mike McCarthy to get the boot. So his palsy wowsy, you know, Kevin James Jr., gets the Dallas job. No, things are not going well for Sean Payton.
Mike McCarthy needs to go and yoke him up. Grab him up. Make him feel it, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, Sean Payton's life, it took a
while. Hey, bud, keep my name out of your mouth. Quit trying to get me fired.
You got to live under Jerry, man. That's the thing. Living in Jerry's world is, I'm sure there's some upsides to it, but, man, you got somebody over your damn shoulder.
Yeah, but that's Sean Payton's dream job.
I'll tell you, man, that Dallas Cowboys life is fascinating. That Dallas Cowboys life is fascinating. They
life at the star.
They really are rock stars, man. You know, they are, for a team that just does nothing, essentially, they are at the center of the universe wherever they go.
Back-to-back 12-win teams.
When was the last time they were in a conference championship game? No. With Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman? I mean, was that it?
It was 1995.
It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wasn't even born yet.
For a team that gets that kind of attention, that kind of glory?
It's because they're the self-appointed America's team.
I think they are America's team.
What?
I think overall in America, they're the most popular team in America.
I don't know.
Give me a more popular team than the Dallas Cowboys of America. The
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No way. Great fan base.
I guarantee.
Great fan base.
Let's do it.
But no let's way find are they KJ, more popular than the Cowboys.
KJ, who's got a bigger fan base?
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got to say the Cowboys.
No. Wrong.
Why'd you ask him then?
Because I wanted to just tell him he's wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
here's hey, man. If you could find it, look up TV ratings and let's see what's what between the Steelers and the. Listen, you named a good team.
There are Steelers bars in Germany and Ireland.
You don't think there's spots for the Cowboys?
Not like the Steelers.
I don't know, man.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, the Pittsburgh Steelers have the biggest fan base.
Listen, I'm not going to crap on the Steelers fan base because I know it's large, okay? I get it. I understand it.
I'm going to Google.
But I think the popularity isn't just the people that you see. It's just everything about it. Anyways, whatever. It's not the Broncos. The Broncos are big, though. The Broncos are bigger than the Panthers. And Sean Payton was, I don't know what games he was playing, but those games in that time is done for him. Done. Garofalo.
I don't think he's getting that Denver job. We've kind of been talking all along that there is a possibility, whether it be 50-50 or even greater than 50-50, that Sean Payton would go back to Fox for one more year because he's not like he's that desperate to get back into coaching that he's just going to take any job. It was going to have to be the right situation on both sides of the table.
Wow, people are really spinning for this guy, man. What do you mean? There were only five jobs that were open. What, Derek, what exactly is a bad NFL job?
Houston?
No. Yeah, I mean, kind of. But still, I mean, they're paying you big money. You're running an NFL team. Houston? Houston's a cool city.
Oh, man.
Are you looking at ratings? Yeah, you're losing your argument.
Dallas Cowboys, number one.
Yeah.
And guess who's number two?
Patriots, probably.
Yep. Yeah. And guess who's three?
Steelers.
Yep.
Yeah. Cowboys sitting pretty at 8.5.
No, I think too they value
Denver's sitting real nice.
Denver's all right.
Five.
Yeah, Denver does well.
Like they put, Green Bay.
What do you think if the Dallas Cowboys went for sale right now? What do you think they'd go for? If the Broncos went for
$10 billion?
Probably.
$10 billion? I mean,
double the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah. $9.7 billion, something like that.
It'd be like that. I mean, Jerry's never going to sell it, so it's kind of a moot point. But they're probably the highest value team. Golly, would they be higher valued than like some of those English Premier teams? Whew, probably be neck and neck. But they're definitely the most valuable franchise in America, no doubt about it. Yeah, man, Cowboys are.
They said the team's valued at more than $5 billion. So
that'd go way more than that. Way more than that.
And they broke the record for the most revenue ever generated by a sports team in the United States.
There you go.
When it crossed the threshold of $620 million.
Jerry.
Wow.
Can't win, though. And Micah Parsons.
Who cares? It's about the money.
Micah Parsons inadvertently threw his quarterback under the bus.
Cowboys, we're talking about him. What about the Cowboys themselves?
You know who I would throw under the bus if I could? Mace!
I don't like the sound of that.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to you.
Let's jump him.
By the way, I've got my conspiracy theory hat is on right now.
Talk to
Mine
us.
Mine too.
Talk to
Tinfoil
us.
Tinfoil hat.
Regarding Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, talk to us.
All right. Do you know what February 1st is on the calendar?
Groundhog's Day.
Well, that's February 2nd.
Oh.
It's National Signing Day.
Okay.
So what if, to kind of go through what you guys were saying about, hey, he's lay low. You got to stand for a secret handshake and all that. Harbaugh gets through signing day, mm-hmm. gets all the what's left on the dotted line. Most of the work is done, but just gets every John Hancock, or as Chris Farley said, and Tommy Boy, Herbie Hancock. John Hancock. It's Herbie.
I'm so glad he did that because I was going to do the Herbie.
Yes. So you get every John Hancock on the dotted line, and then the work is done. The program is secure. Players are in place for the upcoming season, and then you move on.
And just stab all those families in the back? Is that what you're implying? You would get them to signing day and then just roll them?
It's coaching. That's how it works.
No. I appreciate the effort there, but that would be like the worst thing in the world to do. I mean, the best thing to do for recruits is be honest with them before that'd be horrible. that's the world's worst scenario.
But in his mind, he'd be leaving Michigan in good shape.
The kids would just leave, Mace. The kids would just, it's just different now. The kids would just immediately decommit and go somewhere else. That's the way it works.
I mean, depends how much they like the assistants. I mean, you know, you work more with your position coach than your...
Dude, the Broncos have like 30 coaches. You know, if Jim Harbaugh came here, he'd be taking a dozen with him here.
Unless he's going to put together some of his old Stanford staff. Maybe Jim Harbaugh is going to go to David Shaw's old Stanford staff and say, hey, you know, we all have the secret handshake. Let's work together.
Maybe. But there's so many nebulous jobs in the NFL. He's going to bring a half dozen of his own Michigan guys with him no matter what. I mean, who knows? So wait a second. Are you down with the sort of the Jim Harbaugh thing?
Not really. I'm just saying that's like if it were to happen. Like I said, I put the conspiracy theory hat on. I got the tinfoil on. Now I'm going to take it off and say I don't think it's going to happen. But it was fun to live in that world for a couple minutes.
I think it's a stretch, and I'm just trying to encourage. And I praise this Oakley show for bringing it up because it really put the bug in my head. And I wrote an open letter at denversports.com to Gregor's.
I saw. You used all sorts of terminology in that.
Broski, Brocephus. I'm trying to get the inner.
Brocephus.
I got Brocephus in there because I want to get the college Greg. Derek, the college Greg. Not the corporate.
You don't know
Greg.
What he was like in college.
He was a wild man.
Doubtful.
At Georgetown on M Street, ripping it up. Are you kidding me?
Never heard of M Street. What is that?
Oh, that's the spot in the town of Georgetown of Washington, D.C., that is the spot. That is
a bunch of yuppies.
That is absolutely right.
It is pretty fancy over there.
Big time white collar town.
Yeah, but he was really tearing it up.
They were doing cake stands with their 3/4 zips, and it was lit.
See, I think there's like a world class cupcake shop somewhere around there
it's
too.
It's all there. Cupcakes, fine china, old English pubs that really aren't old or English. It's everything you can imagine. It's lobbyist, Derek. There's people with like earbuds in, I used to live in that area, man. It was something else.
But yeah, architecturally, they're trying to keep alive the spirit of like 1797.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, there's another year, but we'll leave that out of there. I understand where you're going there, Maze.
Yeah.
I just think that Greg just needs to go with his gut, and I think his gut is telling him to go with Harbaugh in the beginning. I get it. I think Greg just has to understand people lie in the NFL. They lie all the time. So it's okay. You can get over it. People lie. It's like people die at the fair. People lie in pro sports. You can go back to it. You don't have to be that honest.
People die at the fair? I mean, hopefully not in huge numbers.
People die at the fair. Trust me. Back in the day, the Western days.
Yeah, okay, all right.
A block of ice would kill you. I mean, it was just, it was different times. But you put out your vibe about Rosberg.
Yes.
You want to recap?
I
did all that work.
Well, it's had some twists and turns right now.
Because it's back in.
The thing is, I was originally going to be about 5 minutes late because we've been reacting to the first the Field Yates report that says Rosberg isn't coming back on the staff.
Like and then, out.
Yeah,
way out.
Not on the staff, period. Just gone. Done. Thank you for your service. See you later. And then about 40 minutes later, here comes Ian Rappaport like, oh, no. Wait a minute. Could be a part of the Broncos staff. I will admit, I was about 300 words into my column saying that not even thinking about bringing back Rosberg was the first mistake of the new head coach, whoever that new head coach is. Because go back to last year. What was a first big mistake that Nathaniel Hackett made? Had Mike Munchak, who was willing to come back.
Is that right?
Yeah. As I was told, willing to come back. Yeah. But Hackett had his buddy Butch Berry that he wanted on the staff as O-line coach.
I got to back up on that. Didn't he want Luke Getsy? Am I wrong on that? Or did he want Luke? He got shot down.
As OC.
He got shot down on Luke Getsy, right?
And Getsy ended up going to the Bears where he would have play calling authority that he would not have had in Denver. Green Bay, I think it was Green Bay that put the kibosh on Getsy because Getsy would not have called plays in Denver, but they couldn't stop him from going to Chicago because when you go to play caller, it's a step up. It's all about calling the plays on offense or defense.
Okay.
Like, forget about, like, if you've got coordinator. Like, Daryl Bevel in Miami has coordinator in his title. He's pass game coordinator. He's not offensive coordinator.
Where did the Pro Football Talk stuff come from about D'Amico Ryans and David Shaw? Where'd that come from?
I'm racking my brain on that. I think, here's the deal. Nature abhors a vacuum. Broncos.
That's what you're saying, man.
Broncos media abhors a vacuum. Yep. And when there's a vacuum, something's going to come in and fill the space. And right now, what's filling the space is, with all respect to what we do, a heck of a lot of crap. we're just filling time with crap because we don't know.
We don't know anything, Mace. That's what I keep telling him. I'm like, nobody knows anything. So they're just like, oh, I heard this. Breaking news.
Any breadcrumb.
Rosberg's out.
And we're starving. Excited.
Breaking news. He's back in.
And we're starving. Any breadcrumb we are just jumping on.
Just chewing through the concrete.
Yes.
Well, if anybody knows how to fill a bag of crap, it's me.
You ever seen 10 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag? I have.
I've seen 5 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag and then 5 pounds of poop on the ground beside the bag.
No.
Because you tried to fill it and you couldn't. It exploded.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm supposed to believe scenarios where both of you guys are pooping in bags.
Not pooping in a bag, but I'll poop on the ground.
All right. And my aunt and uncle had a farm. I've seen that sort of stuff. I've seen some fertilizer in my day.
Your aunt and uncle on a farm, huh?
They're all farm, farm. That are just pooping.
Yeah. You got to fertilize the crops, right? I mean, I'm saying I've seen some crap.
These crops are looking a little dry. We're gonna go out there and take a poop.
All right. So what should we believe and what should we believe? If everything's just a bunch of crap, what should we believe and what should we not?
Okay.
What is that?
One thing that we can put together is this. If the search continues into the weekend and into next week, if it's not the Jim Harbaugh conspiracy theory, it is D'Amico Ryans is the coach that they want.
Yeah, it's feeling that way. I just want Greg Penner, and that's why I wrote my open letter. Just give it a thought, man. Just give it a thought. Because we are really, really close, it feels like, to just going down a very boring path right now. And I just think they need some...
You think D'Amico Ryans is boring?
Yeah.
Have you heard him talk?
That doesn't matter, man.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
That's what head coaches do. They talk.
No. Here's what you're going to get with D'Amico Ryans.
That's what they need.
No, I'll tell you
what. You want a guy like Vic that doesn't talk? Yeah.
No, I don't want Vic either.
Yeah, Vaughn's nice, but he could be better.
That, I mean, we were all blown away by that.
I love,
hey,
you know.
Hey, it's Drew's birthday, too.
I hate science.
It is.
It's Drew's birthday, too. That was hysterical.
Hey,
not into Drew Locke.
Yeah, he does the whole thing of saying, hey, it's Teddy's birthday today, so wish Teddy a happy birthday. And then I think it's Mike Clissa says, it's Drew's birthday, too. And Vic's like, it is. And that was it.
Classic.
Great moments of Vic Fangio press conferences.
How about this one? He comes out for the Avalanche, and he's wearing Gabriel Landeskog's number 92 hockey sweater. He goes through the whole thing, and I just say, who's your favorite player on the Avalanche? He's wearing number 92 Gabriel Landeskog, whose name is on the jersey. And he goes, I don't know. I don't really follow it. How about this guy? How about just saying this guy right here?
This right here, that's my guy.
All he had to do was like...
How about show some personality, like any personality?
Who's your favorite player?
Yeah.
You're wearing a shirt!
What sport is this?
I think the only time...
Do I use science? I don't like it.
I think the only time Vic showed the personality was when they showed the video of him rolling up the meatballs and
hey, you know
in
what,
his kitchen.
You know,
yeah, making meatballs for Shelby Harris.
Do you know
that's what he was doing.
That's what kept him here, right?
Yes.
The meatballs.
Yes.
Another great story. He goes to a CU basketball game with Philip Lindsay and they get lost. Think about filling that void in conversation. Lost driving there with Phil.
And if you know, Phil, and if anybody knows Phil... He is hilarious and all personality. So yeah. I'm sure that was just.
Can you imagine, though? Like, it's bad enough you have to go there with your coach. It's bad enough that it's Vic. You get lost.
You got
to
play the Domitile now.
Oh, yeah.
Domitile Pecco.
I can't find it real quick. You're killing me.
I love that you've got this stuff at your fingertips.
I know.
You think that. He's just never prepared.
I'm not prepared for that.
I threw that one out of way left field.
Can't nobody motivate you better than your mama.
That's Mama Hamler.
Yeah. Run, Forrest, run!
Yelling at KJ.
Let's go.
She's great. I love Mama Hamler. Oh, here's Fangio.
I want all the meatballs and the pasta, you know?
There we go.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
I'm surprised we don't have the Vic Fangio birthday wishes on there.
Here we go.
My name's Phil Lindsay. I'm Colorado. When's a Colorado? My name's Phil Lindsay. I'm from Colorado. When's a Colorado?
Say woo!
My name's Phil Lindsay. I'm from Colorado. When's a Colorado?
It was so funny.
Good stuff, man.
I love Phil.
Oh, everybody loves Phil.
The Pitbull. That was our nickname we gave him.
He was like Tanner from the Bad News Bears. He went out and fought everybody from the 49ers on the second day of training camp.
Absolutely fearless. I still remember, like...
He was Shannon Sharp going to a Grizzly Lakers game, fighting everybody.
Well, the thing is, I remember in a freaking All-Star game, the Shrine Bowl, like, every other running back is, like, kind of timid. He's just plowing into the box every single snap he gets, taking on contact in a practice!
No, I mean, the most famous story is the Niners come
plowing
here.
Plowing that box.
They kicked your... ass, and then it was embarrassing, and then, you know, Phil went out and fought everybody.
Yeah,
they had a better second day, but still. Cecil Lammy joins us. Cecil, where are you at tonight for your pizza party?
Yeah, we're in Highlands Ranch here at the Old Chicago for the final pizza party of the year, postponed a week because of the weather last week, but we are here for you.
You're at 1489 Park Central Drive.
Yeah, it's basically Lucent.
Okay.
Come on out. It's easy to find. My favorite spot, honestly, and super close to my house, so that's always nice, too.
All right, Cease. The next coach of the Denver Broncos is going to be?
D'Amico Ryans. And I love hearing your conversations, but I also kind of despise it because we've turned into Remember When franchise. Remember Super Bowl 50? Like, we've turned into South Park. Remember,
man, quit crying, Cecil.
Remember
all that whining. Put all that whining.
Yeah, well, we need to start winning. So
yeah, well, we're not going to start. Hey, listen, we're not going to start winning unless we get a head coach in here.
Like D'Amico Ryans, right?
And listen, the quarterback to do this is Russell Wilson.
Oh, now you're back on the Russ train again.
What do you mean? I was never off.
Yesterday. Yesterday,
yes.
Like, I'm done.
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, my. Wow. What got you back on the train today?
I never left it.
Oh.
Give it a second.
Yeah.
I'll jump off.
I am dizzy right now.
All right, Cease. Well, we'll see you for your party where you can talk all about it. I'm sure you'll have. And who knows what happens? So, seriously, Cecil, who knows? Who knows what twists? That Pro Football Talk article, what time did that come out last night? Like 10:30?
About 10:30.
Yeah, real late.
It's crazy. Yeah. So we'll check you out in Highlands Ranch, 1489 Park Central Drive for the final Old Chicago Pizza Party. Cease, we'll see you at 6 o'clock.
See you, boys.
Enjoy that pizza, brother.
All right, more with our guy, Mace.
I remember when we did our like introductions, like, who's the new guys? And Phil Lindsay said this. He's all like,
my name's Phil Lindsay. I'm from Colorado. Went to Colorado.
And I just will never forget that, man. It's stuck in my head forever.
This is the Drive on the Fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Guess who I'm going to see tonight? Former teammate.
All right, hold on. Former teammate.
Double date.
Oh, okay. Dreesen.
No.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm not going to say it on air. I don't want people...
What type of place are you going?
A restaurant.
Nice restaurant, not nice restaurant.
I don't know. I'm going to wear this, so...
Okay. Well, that doesn't matter.
They'd let you into Del Frisco's wearing that.
Yeah, I go wherever I want.
So it's an ex-teammate who does have a wife. You're saying, like, it's a special deal, so they probably have kids, too. You say it like it's somebody I wouldn't necessarily expect, so it's kind of a cool deal. It's got to be somebody. Is it somebody who lives here or lives?
They live here.
They do live here. They do live here.
Still on the team?
All right, I got to guess.
No.
I got to guess. Emmanuel Sanders.
No, Todd Davis.
Ah.
Oh. Right. But Emmanuel's a good guess. We do double date with them a lot. So.
Yeah, that was.
We go on trips with those guys all the time, so.
I know. All right. Yeah, Todd's Mr. TV on that Broncos. He's, one of the.
Todd's one of the best human beings ever.
Todd's got a great story. Todd's, he really stands out to me because the Saints did not want to lose him, so they tried something super shady because the Broncos were trying to sign him, and they just couldn't find him. Was the weirdest. Am I getting this story right, Mace?
Oh, we don't have his phone number. I don't know.
Right? Like, they tried to, like, not be able to find him. Like, physically find him to let him know he was going to be, you know, possibly on the Broncos.
Because they were trying to pass him through waivers, I think. Back to the practice squad.
Right. It was super shitty stuff.
And it was right when Nate Irving had gotten injured. And so the Broncos need a linebacker at that moment.
He was a good linebacker, too.
Yeah.
So Todd, they tried to be super shady to Todd. He wasn't really playing for him at the time. And he comes up to the Broncos and has a huge resurgence.
A great career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it just
led to team in tackles for like 5 years in a row.
Yeah. I got that story basically right.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah.
That's Todd Davis, and he became a staple here with the Broncos.
Should ask him about Sean Payton.
Ooh.
Want to have him on tomorrow?
If he's got a story to
tell. He'll
come in. He's
coached by him, so he could tell you a little bit about him.
Yeah, but I'm not like, I mean, like, hey, man, if he's got a good story, I'm up for it. But I'm over Sean Payton. Like, I don't need to know anything.
It's not about you. It's the consumer.
Yeah, I think the consumers are over Sean Payton. From?
I forget which one.
Joe Dirt.
Okay, I've never seen Joe Dirt. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
wait, what?
I've never
what
seen
is
Joe Dirt.
Wrong with
Hold
you?
Hold on, timeout. KJ, heat check. Have you ever seen Joe Dirt?
Assume I've never seen a movie.
I know.
Yeah,
you've never seen Joe Dirt.
No,
KJ hasn't seen anything.
No. I'm a TV show guy, man. So,
I mean, I've seen some items in the David Spade catalog.
Sparklers, I mean, snakes and sparklers. Yeah.
Tommy Boy. Unfortunately, I saw Black Sheep. That was terrible.
I mean, that was just Tommy Boy too. I mean, it was, you know, it's just a continuation.
Basically, yeah, just change the.
It wasn't as good as Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Ninja is one of my favorites.
Joe Dirt is a classic. I'm not great with the lines, but you got to see it.
Okay, I'll make a point of seeing that in the office.
But snakes and as what is sparklers, snakes and sparklers, sparklers and snakes.
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Yeah.
He said, it's not what you like, it's the consumer.
There's some wisdom
whisker
there,
do's, whisker don'ts.
Oh, yeah, that's a long rant.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of truth
whistling
in that,
though. Holes.
Yeah.
You've got any.
I mean, why do we post the stories we post on denversports.com? Ultimately, it's because we know what gets more clicks, right? It's all about the consumer.
What do you think the next step will be here with the Broncos coaching search, Mace? I mean, today I thought maybe David Shaw gets announced as the head coach, but that hasn't happened. The day has come and gone. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
How are you going to feed the beast tomorrow? How is that beast going to be fed tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see what happens tonight when everybody's like, I'm so starving. I'm just going to come up with all this.
So what?
Like a bunch of drug addicts.
10:30. Yeah. I'm telling you, 10:30 at night for Pro Football Talk to drop that is crazy.
I was headed
just up all night. Just can't handle it.
I was literally headed to go work out, and I stopped. And then I stopped.
10:30 at night?
Yes. I like to work out in the evening.
What? Where is he going? Where are you training at?
Just in the gym in my building.
Some dungeon gym. Yeah. Just in there just getting
No, it's actually
what kind of music you listen to when you work?
It's actually got a gorgeous view of the mountains during
the day.
It's just dark.
No, I know.
Look, like, that's what it looks like when you look out of a window.
But I've been there during the day. I was there.
He is in there imagining the view that he would have if it was daytime.
Yeah, I can see lights and things like that. But anyway, yeah, so I was headed there and that put me behind by like 35 minutes, and I was ticked off.
What kind of music do you train to?
It depends. I think last night it was kind of an old, like an early 80s new wave mix, you know.
So like Madonna?
No, more like early mid-80s. So I think I got some Depeche Mode in there. There was some Duran Duran, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think that did come up last night.
Nice.
When I was working out. So there you go.
The next news story for the Broncos will be what? Today is very light. Nothing happened.
But then we got Rosberg.
We got the Rosberg stuff.
This is silly.
Rosberg is still in the mix.
Okay.
He's in the mix for a staff member, as a staff member.
He was out of the mix for about 20 minutes. Okay. Completely.
The next thing will be that we hear that at least one assistant is taking a job with another team.
Yeah, we're going down that road.
And who's that?
Maybe Justin Outen.
With the Jets?
Or the Ravens. I mean,
I could see the Ravens with his run game is.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of our guys interviewing the Dolphins. Oh, no, that's Fangio. Fangio was interviewing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He would actually be a good fit there in Baltimore.
Outen's got the Jerry Rosberg seal of approval to John Harbaugh, so that may mean something there. But I think we'll hear that. If I was saying, what are we going to hear next? Just guessing. Because we're all just. We're flying blind now.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's why I'm banging the drum for Jim Harbaugh. Because we are. Because it feels like things are pretty up in the air.
When you considered where we were in terms of covering this team 4 years ago, when John Elway was still the president of football ops, and everything leaked.
Everything.
Everything.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
We knew everything.
And now it's gone 180. Because we kind of had that gradual time. Yeah.
We tightened it up. That's why.
Yeah, there are fewer people involved. The fewer people that are involved, the fewer leaks you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have an ex-Secretary of State who's one of the people in there, you know.
They know about classified information.
Yes, they know how to handle that sort of thing.
Keep it in the garage by the Corvette.
Does she know how to handle that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, seems like a lot of people are having trouble with that the last several years.
Yeah, everybody can't. Nobody can keep. Oh, this is classified. I'll just throw this in the garage.
Might be kind of
it's in my closet.
All right.
Might be kind of a universal problem.
Right. All right. So what do you? So what did you do with your writing then? Because you were going in like a million different directions.
I am actually kind of the backbeat of all this is I'm still going through the roster. Writing about the state of the wide receiver position, looking at the contract situation for Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, the future years. Also, Jerry Jeudy, I think they should franchise him. I'll explain why.
Franchise him?
Not franchise him, fifth-year option, sorry. Fifth-year option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not a new contract?
No, fifth-year option, and you see where he goes this year. But this is only year four.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
You have to make the decision.
You just say, hey, bud, we like you.
No, you have to make the decision.
And then after this year, then you can go ahead and do the extension.
Right. Yeah, you have to make the decision this year. Like Garrett Bowles, remember, they decided on the fifth-year option when? Like in...
No, they didn't give him one.
Yeah, in 20, yeah. Right?
Make it clear before that we want you here. Like, because I think that'll be big for him.
Garrett Bowles, to give Bowlesy some props, to not have the fifth-year option extended to you, play on your fourth year, and then get a new contract with the same team.
Yeah.
My man.
It's rare.
Yeah.
So rare. It's happened like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's less than 5 over the years.
And he turned it around, man.
Have you talked to him recently?
Yeah, he was weird. You know, Garrett's a big hunter, too. He loves to hunt.
How's he physically doing?
He's doing great.
Like, is he...
Yeah, he's in good spirits, like, feeling good. Like
good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying a couple weeks ago they expected to do, like, some football individual type of work next month.
What are you doing as a pro athlete football player now? You've been eliminated three weeks later.
I'm training already.
You are training? I'm back in the gym?
Yeah, I take 2 weeks and that's it.
Two weeks and you're back
in? I start training and then, well, for me, the end of February is my birthday, so then I would go on a bender for about a week and then... And then come back in, and then come back March 1st and really get after it.
Yeah. Do you think most guys are back in the gym at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They should
be. I remember Demaryius used to talk about taking a month off.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that will take 3 to 4 weeks is – 3 to 4 weeks is really pushing it. 3 weeks is, like, probably a sweet spot. But, like, after 2 weeks, I start getting restless and I need to do something.
Well, with Demaryius, it was actually when he started working out one off season, they tore his Achilles.
Mm. And yeah, you gotta be careful, man.
It was when he went vegan.
He tore it in February of 2011. This is before he got here.
Did he go vegan or vegetarian?
There's a big difference. Yeah, but I know there is.
Big difference.
I thought like around 2017 he went vegan.
Vegan is just a way more radical approach to it. So if he went vegan, I'm not saying he didn't.
No eggs.
I'm just like, whoa.
I think it was. Total vegan.
But I think it was, too.
He went total vegan, and he started getting banged up.
Because in my previous life at another station that no longer does sports, I remember that we would get this one person that would text us like 2 or 3 times a day saying the errors of Demaryius Thomas's diet and how he needed more meat.
By the way, that is not a nice way to talk about KOA. All right, so thank you, Mace. It's The Drive on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Take her easy there, bud. If you don't know somebody and you call them bud, it's like fighting words.
Could be. Depends on the tone.
Yep. Not your buddy, guy.
You plan on fighting somebody tonight?
I mean, if somebody wants to smoke, I mean, I'm never afraid.
Well,
my heart rate don't change.
I want to apologize to you, Turbo.
Okay.
These colors don't run. Don't tread on me.
Text line. Bowles had his best year.
They took her jabs.
Bowles had his best year in a contract year. Make Judy do the same thing. I don't think you have to worry about Jerry Judy. The dude's a...
Come on. Who said that?
I saw it in the text. I just read the text.
Yeah, start putting your names on there so I can call you out.
You can put your name on there. Didn't Arian Foster, right?
Yeah, yeah, Arian.
Lead the league in rushing when he went vegan. He was successful and he was a vegan. He had a diet like that. Listen, diets are kind of interesting. It's like how you go about it. You know, I have, it's not like a death sentence, but, you know, your body does change when you, you know, do things that are good for your body.
Yeah.
Who said being a football player is good for your body?
It's not. Newsflash. Yeah,
I remember when Noshon, we could talk to Noshon about it, went on a pretty serious, he looked incredible as a human being. And it just was the wrong size for a football player. But he got serious about it. I do remember when DT got really skinny. And he did. He got too skinny.
Yep.
And he beefed back up. And then Vaughn got really too beefy because he was bored and had nothing going on. And he just crushed himself in the weight room.
Yeah.
And he came back looking like, I mean, it was crazy. That was amazing how like big Vaughn could get so quickly.
He looked like a three technique.
Dude.
Shredded, too, though.
Super strange.
Five. Smoking marijuana part of your life?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. You're playing.
Who is that?
Oh, that's a classic one. You don't know that one?
Was that Vaughn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Smoking marijuana part of your life?
Absolutely not.
Why would you even ask that?
Oh, because that was the big story.
I know. I remember.
And he came back. And the one good thing about the Broncos, if you got a problem PR-wise, here we go. We're not going to be shy. We're going to step right up. And that was at the picnic right before training camp starts. That, you know, when you guys are all checking in, going through the tests, all that sort of stuff. And they brought Vaughn up. And Vaughn had, you know, been remaking The Hangover over the summer and just wasn't a good scene. And that was the end of the press. Nobody asked him about it. It was like 15 straight minutes. Nobody was asking him about it. And all he had to do was go on record. I asked him the question. He said, absolutely not. There you go. Asked and answered.
But I mean, what did you think he was going to? You're trying to set him up.
No. You don't know what he's going to say. And you know who Vaughn was on the same path with? Was Alden Smith. Remember Smith?
He was.
Don't think it can't go sideways.
Oh, I know it can.
Alden Smith, what happened to his life? He was on the same path as Vaughn.
Alden Smith couldn't keep a financial advisor because he'd call him in the middle of the night. I need $400,000 cash.
It was crazy, right?
Stuff like that, yeah.
But he was on the same
bad gambling problem. He had a bunch of issues that should have been addressed, which the league should have helped him with. Instead, they throw him to the wayside.
How did Vaughn straighten things out?
Well,
what do you think the secret was?
Vaughn and I spent a lot of time together during that period. I'm not saying it's because of me or anything, but I'm saying we decided, like, I remember he was like, I want to start training more and doing this and that, and he did. He started focusing on his craft, like working his craft more instead of worrying about what party he was at and who he was hanging out with and stuff. And that was really like he started taking him a little more serious.
Yeah.
Because regardless of how, the problem wasn't his talent, because that talent wasn't going anywhere. That's the thing about Vaughn. Vaughn doesn't have to, like, train hard because he is just that talented.
And guess what happened after he got that together in his life?
Super Bowl 50 champion, right? And MVP.
And there's no more ding-dongs asking him questions like
that. No more dumb questions. Now he's a hero.
That's right.
And an absolute legend and a first ballot Hall of Famer. And going to go down as probably one of the best pass rushers to ever. Definitely going to go down as one of the best, maybe the best.
So maybe in life sometimes you have to have things that happen that you just never want to happen again. So, Vaughn, you're welcome.
That's the thing about Vaughn. You're not going to convince Vaughn of nothing. He's going to do what Vaughn wants to do.
Yeah, but, like, he didn't want to be in that position. By the way, I've had...
No, that's not the image he wants. You know?
I had 100 after that fantastic interactions with Vaughn. So there's no...
Yeah, Vaughn doesn't hold a grudge.
No, and he never did against me, and it's nothing like that. So, no, I hope Vaughn's cool with me. I'm cool with Vaughn, that's for sure, but, you know... I asked Aqib Talib if he shot himself. And Aqib
says it's under review.
Right. And, you know, Aqib, every time we talked, he was always like, cool. It was never a problem. It was never an issue.
Oh, man, I miss Aqib.
Marquette King did want to fight me, and we have not made up yet.
Well, that's because...
Me and Emmanuel are like friends now.
Yeah.
It happens, you know?
That's what happens, man.
You go through crap.
Listen, dudes, this is what dudes do, all right? Dudes fight each other, and then we're friends later.
And on that note, what happens tomorrow for the Broncos? What do you think?
Probably nothing. We'll be doing the same show. Might as well just record. Did you record it? So I don't have to come in tomorrow. I'm going to go hunt.
Cecil's coming up next. See you all. Have a good night.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.